mixed earnings reports today, and stocks struggled, at least for a while. It's the Business News Hour for Friday, the 26th day of April. Thanks for clicking through, everybody. As if farmers didn't have enough to worry about, we've got the latest news on that. Exxon is spending lots of cash. Toys R Us will resurrect itself just in time for the Christmas holidays. More retail news from Bed Bath & Beyond. Hey, you want to make some money? Snitch to the IRS. Those stories, what happened on Wall Street, and Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine is here. We'll share some laughs and our regular feature, Stuff to Do in the Metro, this weekend into next week. But the business news, well, that is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Hey, welcome aboard, everybody, to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Thanks, as always, for being with us again today. You can reach out to us on Twitter. We are at IOB underscore News Hour. That's at IOB underscore News Hour. Me personally, you can find me on Twitter as well, at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, better than expected economic data wasn't enough to overcome some weak earnings reports, and Wall Street did struggle a bit today. The Commerce Department said the first quarter gross domestic product was 3.2%, and that topped the consensus estimate of 2.5%, according to Dow Jones. An increase in exports drove the increase. But stock gains were kept in check after companies like ExxonMobil and Intel delivered quarterly reports that disappointed investors. But I will share all the numbers later on in the newscast. But wait. Whoa, what about that GDP number? Is it really that good? Depending on who you ask, well, the United States isn't really doing as well as that 3.2% GDP number might suggest. The heart of the real economy, private sector consumption and investment, slowed sharply in the first quarter to a 1.3% annual rate. That is the slowest in nearly 6 years. Consumer spending, meanwhile, rose only by 1.2% in the first quarter after a healthy 2.5% growth in the previous quarter. Spending on durable goods plunged by 5.3%, the worst since 2009. Business investment also slowed. Investments in structures like factories, offices, stores, and oil wells fell for the third straight quarter. Meanwhile, investments in equipment like computers, airplanes and machinery barely grew, rising by 0.2%. All of this is according to Market Watch's Rex Nutting. The only bright spot, he says, in the first quarter was investment in intellectual property like software, movies, and R&D. Rex, you party pooper, you. PepsiCo, the $177 billion owner of Lay's potato chips, has sued a group of farmers in India for growing a variety of potato they say they own the exclusive rights to. The company is seeking reparations of $143,000 each from four farmers accused of growing the FL-2027 potato, which PepsiCo says it had exclusive rights to in India since 2016. PepsiCo says it's given permission to several hundred Indian farmers to grow the special potato before, but not to the farmers in the lawsuit. Lawyers, activists, and farmers' unions have rallied to the farmers' defense. More than 190 activists penned a joint letter to the Indian Department of Agriculture opposing what they are calling the, quote, false and untenable, end quote, lawsuit from the food and drink behemoth. Activists are also raising legal aid to help the farmers fight the case. You know, when companies' quarterly profit drops by 49%, folks tend to take notice. And that's what we learned today from Exxon, as the company spent more on oil production and was hit by lower margins in its refinery business. During the quarter, Exxon continued to build its operation in the Permian Basin of West Texas and New Mexico. That helped drive a 42% spike in spending on exploration and production to $6.8 billion. Production rose 2% to the equivalent of 4 million barrels of oil a day, with a contribution from higher output, of course, in the Permian. Word is that Toys R Us will be back just in time for the holiday season, but look for much smaller stores. If you remember, the last Toys R Us store closed in June of last year as about 30,000 people lost their jobs. According to the New York Post, this holiday season, people will be able to shop once again at Toys R Us. The paper reported, quote, True Kids Brands, a licensing firm formed last year by creditors following the toy chain's September 2017 bankruptcy filing, plans to open a handful of U.S. stores in time for the holidays that will span about 10,000 square feet each, end quote. The head of True Kids confirmed the news by saying, quote, We are a little startup company now, end quote. The new Toys R Us may be extremely small compared to its former national footprint, but the new plans will bring back a retail icon that millions of people remember as the place they took their children to buy them toys for the holidays. Bed Bath & Beyond is selling way too many, wait for it, trash cans. Yeah, you heard right, trash cans. That is the consensus of a group of activists pressuring the retailer to take a more dramatic position in turning around the futures of the struggling retailer. One of the more specific criticisms leveled by the group related to how the retailer merchandises and sells groups of product. The example used? Trash cans. In one store walkthrough, the group found, according to their report, quote, trash baskets in six different locations within the store and an entire wall of trash baskets, end quote. Wow. In other parts of the presentation, the group criticized the retailer for selling too many different kinds of certain products, having cluttered aisles throughout the store, and being too slow to embrace e-commerce and omnichannel initiatives like buying online and picking stuff up at the store. In response, Bed Bath & Beyond acknowledged most of the group's complaints as things it already has thought of or realized and is either implementing or considering. So there you go. You never know what's going to get you in trouble. Speaking of trouble, in a little-noticed report that goes back to February, we learned that the Internal Revenue Service awarded more than $312 million to tipsters last year. This total far outstrips the previous record of $125 million awarded back in 2012. The 2018 awards were for additional collected revenue of $1.4 billion compared with $191 million in fiscal year 2017. Now, that is such a good investment that the IRS is doubling down this year. So far, the agency has already paid $115 million to whistleblowers. The surge of recent awards shows that a key expansion of the IRS whistleblower program is finally taking hold. The change was enacted by Congress in 2006 and pays up to 30% of the revenue collected to tipsters, in large cases, that is, those involving more than $2 million of tax. Now, for smaller cases, you know, the regular Joe, that kind of stuff, the payout has typically been a much smaller percentage, but you still get to snitch. Go. U.S. stocks ended the week with a record close on better-than-expected earnings, but it wasn't without a struggle. The S&P 500 set an all-time high as great numbers from Amazon and Ford overshadowed the lousy report out of Exxon. Meanwhile, the 10-year T-note slipped to 2.5%, which will bode well for mortgage hunters. At the bell, the Dow was up by over 81 points to 26,543. The NASDAQ gained 27 points and changed to end the week at 81.46. And the S&P 500 was up a bit over 13 points to $29.39. Gold bumped up $8.20 to $1,287.90 an ounce. Oil, however, crashed by $2.34 to $62.87 a barrel. And once again, that 10-year T-note is paying a fraction over 2.5%. Coming up next, Jeff Pitts joins me for some laughs and stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro. It's outlined by Cityview Magazine because they know what to do. Stay with us. Jeff Pitts, coming up next.